Chapter 3. The New Attitude of Life. As has already been explained, new possibilities have been liberated in the period behind us, which we should be able to put into practice in the newly begun period. To be able to do something, we must first acquire the knowledge and the capacity to do it. Also, possibilities, such as raw materials, must be present. Therefore, one cannot object, and moreover, one can readily agree that a sound consciousness is necessary to serve as a bridge between the liberated possibilities and their application. By this, it is once more stated that a state of consciousness is a state of life. Further, we have spoken of the two electromagnetic fields, the one of ordinary nature and the one of the gnosis. We have spoken of the two dispensations, life under the law and everything that results from it, and life in divine love. We have spoken of the necessity to rise beyond the world of wrath and to enter into the world of divine love. In summarizing what has been said, the question now arises: what direct and practical use can we make of this on short notice? The spiritual school says to you, a state of consciousness is a state of life. If a consciousness exists in you with regard to the new and exclusive possibilities which have now been liberated, then you will leave the house of service of the old dispensation with us and enter into the sacred halls of the new departing brotherhood. This all sounds very nice, but is it really so? Is it perhaps only a theory, pure speculation to keep ourselves content? We should be careful not to say, really, this life under the law is not so bad. Anyhow, it need not be so bad. Let us examine how in the past we always flew at one another with all sorts of fighting implements and used all kinds of firearms. Let's not do so anymore in the future. Let's be kind to each other. Let's come to an agreement and live nicely, pleasantly, and happily with each other. Isn't that what the Gnosis desires? Let us live with each other like new people. Then we smile at one another, if it suits us, and we are very kind, and an angry word is never heard. We have discovered that it is possible to form a society without conflict. Undoubtedly, you have heard or read of such cases. They may have appeared to us in all degrees and dimensions, also when the conflict only existed on the level of words and criticism. For one can hurt another severely by criticism, by a sharp word. Therefore, when we speak to you of the enormous significance of the fourth gnosis of the new attitude of life, you should not accept an attitude of life which is only another means to continue your life, for then this would only be a weapon by which you can continue the struggle for existence, because then your change is not an inner one, but only new clothing you have put on. Then we would only deceive each other. The spiritual school wants to prevent this at all cost, because then you will not be led out of the house of service, but you will place yourself and die in a possibly long sustained balance of interests. Do perceive that this is no solution, no liberation from the wheel of birth and death, no salvation for emptied microcosms. Therefore, one of our temple songs rightly reads as follows: a new attitude of life requires clearly conscious reflection. He who travels to new life must begin again. In our consciousness, a certain number of possibilities and powers exists which define its nature. They manifest themselves in our lives either separately or together, and in fact our whole body is formed by them. Each cell in our body reacts in accordance with our state of consciousness. All our pathological conditions are closely related to our consciousness. Be fully aware of this and do not think that you can be cured with the help of a powder or some potion or other, or by special therapy. You must begin with the consciousness. Then medicine or some physical treatment may also be of use. If, however, your consciousness does not change, you will never change physically. It is out of the question that if a new consciousness were to appear in us, then only a different moral condition, a different attitude of life would be the result. No, the result would be that our entire personality, our entire physical state would change. That is why we speak of transfiguration in the spiritual school. Not only does our life and behavior change, but also our form of existence, our system of vehicles changes in cohesion with the microcosm. We know how the body reacts to the atmospheric substance. So we should also understand that our whole being will react to a changed electromagnetic influence. Now, all depends on whether you become conscious of everything we have discussed and have not only accepted it rationally and morally. In the spiritual school, many things are discussed to which you will immediately say, yes, that is absolutely right, because your mind explains it and your feelings tell you so. But that is not enough. Everything concerning the path and the new life, which we accept as being rational, moral, must take shape in us as a state of consciousness, as a magnetic power. Then we can begin to live from them and manifest them in and through our life. Becoming conscious is to breathe magnetically. When you enter into a new magnetic state in such a way, a new phase of life is the positive outcome, for a state of consciousness is a state of life. Then the results manifest themselves in the seven candles, in the seven magnetic sources in the head sanctuary. However, we are faced with a problem if you say, I accept this in a rational, moral way. I understand what this is all about. I know what has been said about realization of the new attitude of life is correct, but you declare, consciousness in the sense of the spiritual school is magnetic inhalation in a new way of new possibilities and powers with the help of the brain system. But I have not yet reached that stage. Or you may ask, have I reached that stage? Please tell me. Then it is obvious that you are not yet sure about this. Or you say, even though I do yearn for it, hope and believe concerning the magnetic new level, my brains are still entirely closed. Let us suppose that you do not as yet know the new magnetic respiration, but that you, in a rational, moral way, accept the path that the Gnosis wants to go with you, that you have a notion of the irresistible nature and truth of the Gnosis. You may ask, if I understand and accept that the way the school is going with its pupils is right, can this be accepted by the school as a working basis, even if, practically, I am off the mark? Can I participate in the blessing of the new, departing brotherhood on this basis, or am I obviously too late? Is it possible that I belong to the stragglers? Is in fact this new liberation, as far as I am concerned, only something about which one can speak, but which is no longer able to exercise its power in me? Undoubtedly, there are many who will ask themselves these things from time to time. Now we may say to you that indeed the mentioned rational moral notion can be accepted as a working basis, provided you see that this basis is in essence totally unsuitable to transpose a state of consciousness into a state of life in a really new sense. The new electromagnetic powers must enter the seven sources in the head sanctuary via the magnetic brain system so that this sevenfold candelabrum can begin to burn with seven flames in the new electromagnetic substance. That is the point at issue. Your candelabrum does not yet burn in the new light, so a cardinal change must take place in you. On this condition, the spiritual school can accept you as a fellow pupil in the initial phase of the new period. On this basis, you are now invited to tackle two things you are directly capable of. Firstly, an attitude of faith entirely attuned to the new situation, and secondly, an attitude of life entirely attuned to the new situation. See the triangular relationship in the right way. You long for a new magnetic respiration, but as your brain system is still closed, your state of life does not yet harmonize with this new possibility. Therefore, you are going to open yourself by faith and life, that is, by direct, positive, magical life. You are not magical enough in your life practice. You can intervene magically much more in your own life. If you believe in the purpose of the spiritual school, then begin to act from that state of faith in a most intelligent, direct, consequent, and unsparing way. In this way, practice the fourth gnosis, the gnosis of the new attitude of life. If you do so, you will succeed, you will certainly be victorious. It is the key to true participation in the new period. However, the reader may ask, is that not just a phrase again, fine words by which one is kept quiet for a while? Let us investigate this. Consider the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. There the pilgrims ascend the mountain of the Spirit. We are pilgrims like them. We are also trying to approach the peak of salvation. And the first words spoken to us are, blessed are those who know themselves poor in spirit and therefore yearn for the Spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. If you really believe in the high purpose of the spiritual school, if you can say from the fullness of your being, I yearn for it, I believe, and I hope, as a magnetic calling, then the blessing, the completeness of the Gnostic fullness is placed at your disposal. Then the whole potential of the universal life is offered to you. If only you really yearn for the Spirit and you fully realize your total poverty, then you will receive everything for nothing. Then you receive your inheritance in full. Then the perfect plenitude of divine grace is poured over you, the grace of the immovable kingdom. Then the realm of the Holy Spirit is around you and in you, and the gnosis enters the rose of the heart. That is when the first magic result, the inheritance of the gnosis, the divine fire, is attuned to your own vibration level. Now one may ask, is this then the new state of consciousness? No, it is not as yet the state of consciousness that is required of you in the new period. You have a deep desire, you believe, and you hope, and the Brotherhood says, as it were, to you, here you are. If you realize your poverty and vivify your yearning, the perfect blessing of the Kingdom of Heaven is placed at your disposal. But at the moment it is of no use to you because your personality, your vehicle of death, is still entirely closed. Your fivefold soul fluid is not yet capable of standing the radiation of the Holy Spirit. Your fivefold soul must be attuned and prepared to receive the gnosis, and it is you who must do this. This is the reason for the new attitude of life, the efficient lifting into life of an intelligent, active being from hour to hour and from second to second. This now is what the old mystics meant by living from faith. Believing and yearning is the sign of every real pupil of the spiritual school. Sometimes his whole being groans because of it. Sometimes he is terribly in need, but if he is really yearning, it is there already. It is very close to you, you have only to open your being to receive it, and that you have to do yourself. If you have faith, you must also begin to live from it in a new attitude of life. Get to grips with yourself without reserve, without self-pity, without bargaining, in accordance with your yearning full of faith, and in a consequent, uncompromising action. This will open your soul, your whole vehicular system, to the revelation of the Holy Spirit. Referring to world literature, you know how everyone who calls himself a believer longs for the Holy Spirit. A quite new theology is attuned to this, the Swiss theology. We must become open again for the Holy Spirit, so they declare. Of course. But openness for the Holy Spirit is only to be attained by consequent living from the fivefold universal gnosis. From the foregoing, you will understand that all this is entirely within reach of the pupil. By living from the fivefold universal gnosis, you open your soul state to the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, Nothing prevents you from beginning with it today. If you act accordingly, the new state of consciousness will become a fact for you, and from this new electromagnetic fluid, you can proceed to a new state of life. Then it will be obvious that this elementary work basis present in you is sufficient to allow you to enter into the salvation of the new departing brotherhood. Then the truth of the words, "A state of consciousness is a state of life," will become fully evident. Consequently, we attain the firm basis of the new state of life by a twofold magical life in faith and in a new attitude of life carried out in such a consequential way that a change will no longer be possible. In faith and in a new attitude of life, the entire fivefold universal gnosis shines. The transfiguristic workers have spoken about this fivefold way of salvation for millions of years. Insight, yearning for salvation and self-surrender form the new liberating faith. The new attitude of life is its logical consequence. By this fourfold basis, we are taken up into the new race, we go its ways, and we participate in its manifestations. All who go this way will be victorious.